I think it's absolutely over the top, and we're talking about a time of fiscal restraint. You know, and every other area, every other public service has been told to tighten a belt, and here we have upwards of probably 10 to 12 PSNA Land Rovers, two bomb squad, disposal bomb squad vehicles, and whatever amount of PSNA to carry out a raid on a family home, and there was no one arrested. So it calls into question about, you know, the productiveness of this type of activity.
Now, police say they were carrying out dissident Republican investigations, and there was a number of belongings seized, but there were no arrests, as you say. Should the police now come out and explain their actions?
I think it's imperative that they do, that they step up the plate now and they tell us. No, but we had, as I say, upwards of 10 to 11 PSNA Land Rovers. You had two vehicles, bomb squad vehicles. You had the helicopter, the PSNA helicopter up. And this is all for a search of one family home in the area. And you're talking about the cost. I would love to know the cost of this one particular operation. There was no arrest made, as far as I'm aware now. I was told by residents in the area today that there was no arrest made. And we're talking, the PSNA, obviously they may claim that these activities are intelligence-led, but this is, it's absolutely unproductive, and it calls into question the type of intelligence that would lead you up the garden path when there's nothing at the end of it.
Now, the relationship with residents in Craigan and the PSNI would be strained at the best of times. What does this incident last night do for the relationship between residents and police?
I think, personally, in my opinion, I think it just adds more problems to an already problematic situation. You have the PSNA, these type of incidents here garner no support whatsoever for the PSNA. The people looking on here, and here is an over-the-top, heavy-handed approach to a raid on a family home. 10 to 12 vehicles, the helicopter up, and all this kind of madness, and everybody's out on the street, and then the disruption it causes in the area at that time.